Nigeria braces for more violence in their run-up to presidential elections. Sat7 is coloring outside the lines with kids. And is a hike a good deterrent for slavery? We'll fill in the details today on Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Can anyone stop Boko Haram? That's the big question in West Africa. The terrorist group is trying to unhinge the Nigerian presidential election. Both candidates claim they have the better strategy to confront the building violence of the terrorist group. Todd Nettleton, a voice of the martyr, says,
as we come into the final days of the campaign heading into the election on Valentine's Day, both presidential candidates are saying, hey, I'm the guy that can take on Boko Haram. I'm the guy that can restore order. And Boko Haram is doing their very best to prove nobody can control us.
Nigerian terrors seem a long way off, but not for our fellow Christians. Nettleton says with regard to the election and Christians, the church worldwide has a responsibility.
This is something that really needs to be a significant item on our prayer list, because they want some of the same things that we want here in the United States. They want the freedom to gather and worship safely.
Next, peace in Ukraine is up to Russia. That according to U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, who was in Ukraine to meet with the country's president to talk about the surge in rebel fighting. The renewed fighting has caused over 5,000 deaths and created over 1 million Ukrainian refugees. So how is this affecting the Slavic Gospel Association's Crisis Evangelism Fund? SGA reports it's using up resources that help local pastors and churches distribute important food aid, as well as Bibles. The gospel's at the center of their mission. Find more ways to pray at missionnews.org. This is Mission Network News. Iraqi Christians are taking up arms to fight the Islamic State. According to the Wall Street Journal, the militia's goal is to retake Christian villages from ISIS control and protect them from future invasions. In the meantime, Advancing Native Missions is filling another humanitarian aid container with winter supplies for Iraqi Christians. A&M's John Parker.
Everybody there has lost everything, literally everything. Many of them have seen family members, including children, killed in front of their eyes by ISIS.
As A&M's partners give supplies to refugees, they tell them about Jesus and his love. Those from Muslim backgrounds are becoming more open to Christianity. During the latest distribution, two Muslim families came to Christ.
It makes them really see that Christianity is for real. And, you know, that's how Jesus did it, too. He met needs.
Want to help A&M fill another container? We'll connect you at our website.
That's what we do as Christians. When we all work together, God can do great things.
Meanwhile, Sat7 Arabic, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is using a new children's art program to color outside the lines. Art helps kids express themselves. It teaches, builds confidence, it inspires. The program is called Uncle Monir's Scribbles. At the end of every program, the host quotes a Bible verse and encourages kids to illustrate it. Pray this program touches the hearts of millions of Arab children with Christ love. And what if you could save women and children from slavery by hiking? Operation Mobilization hosts a freedom climb every year where women help raise funds to free people and prevent trafficking. OM's Tina Yeager.
Most of these projects we have around the world, the majority of them are prevention. And being able to educate these children and even provide food for them is enough to prevent them from being trafficked, because oftentimes a family will be forced into a situation where their child is sold in order to feed the rest of the family.
The funds aren't just saving people physically, but also spiritually. Yeager says,
in all of our projects around the world, sharing the gospel is primary. All the rest of the issues that come with that are truly secondary, because we can do everything in the world for them, but if they don't know Jesus, they're not going to be free anyway.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You'll be amazed by the incredible stories you read from the Middle East and North Africa when you get your copy of the Atlas of Changed Lives from Sat7. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Atlas of Changed Lives logo at missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.